In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Psalms are profoundly messianic, more than any other book in the Old Testament. The Psalms are about Jesus Christ. Almost every psalm really describes him. This is an example. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not exalted, nor are mine eyes become lofty, nor have I walked in things too great or too marvelous for me. If I were not humble-minded, but exalted my soul, as one weaned from his mother, so wouldst thou requite my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forevermore. This psalm is describing Jesus Christ. It is describing the perfect man and describing what we will be able to attain because Jesus Christ attained it. It also, of course, is an instruction manual for how we should live our life, not to think we're all that and that we're so special or that we're so much more intelligent or better or more righteous than anyone else. O Lord, my heart is not exalted, nor do my eyes become lofty. But it also describes Christ. That's exactly how he was. He was obedient to his Father. He said his Father is greater than him. He said he was here to do the will of his Father. His heart was not exalted, and his eyes were not lofty, even though he was the God-man. Now, this other verse, nor have I walked in things too great or too marvelous for me, is also an expression of humility. Now, of course, the Lord was capable of all things. He was capable of raising the dead. He was capable of healing the sick. He was capable of raising himself from the dead. So he, of course, did great and marvelous things. But his attitude was one of humility. That's why we have that icon called extreme humility. The Lord was humble in the way he walked. Now, being humble does not mean that you're not aware of your abilities and that you don't act with decisiveness when the Lord calls you to. But we humans, we have a tough time with this. When we have ability, we become proud about it, and we walk in things too great and too marvelous for us. I think we have to remember, every day, there is nothing special about us, nothing good about us, nothing intelligent about us or righteous about us without the Lord helping us. Everything is from the Lord. All good is coming down from the Father of lights. And we must remember that every day. This third verse of the psalm, if I were not humble-minded but exalted my soul as one weaned from his mother, so wouldst thou requite my soul. That reminds me of the verse in the Bible that says, before he knows good or evil, he chooses the good. The Lord, from the beginning, was humble. From the weaning, from his mother, and even before that, he was humble. And so we should be humble. We should not think that there is anything so special about us. It is a great disease of humanity that we think that about ourselves. The ending of the psalm, let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forevermore. The Lord that it is talking about is the one who has been previously described in the previous three verses. So this psalm is a description of Jesus Christ, but it's also a description of how we should live, and we must remember to be humble. This is a good reason for reading the Psalter. You see the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you see yourself in it, and you learn to humble yourself. So read the Psalter every day. May God help us to be humble. Amen.